Welcome to the Frugalpreneur Podcast. I am your host, Sarah St. John. This episode is what I refer to as a showcase episode where I feature a bootstrapped entrepreneur and they briefly share their tips, tricks, tactics, techniques, and tools that help them bootstrap their business and the successes and failures along the way. My hope is that each of these showcase episodes will provide at least one valuable takeaway that you could implement right away in your own bootstrap business journey. Now on to the episode.
Hi, thank you for inviting me on your show. My name is Jake Stahl. I am part of the Fractional Executive Movement, where I am a Fractional Chief Learning Officer. And what that is it's somebody who serves as a linchpin for organizational learning and development initiatives. I collaborate closely with chief executives like the revenue officer or chief operating officer or chief marketing officer, and I craft and execute comprehensive training programs. So these go anywhere from onboarding and orientation to leadership development and continuing education. And my job is to make sure everything is cohesive and that it empowers the workforce. The reason I got into this is because over the years, 30 years of training and development, I have found that training is the first department to get cut and the last department to get budget in just about every company. And yet the thing all of those companies have in common is they all need a training department. They all need someone to upskill their sales force and upskill their customer service department. And yet, usually, since training and development is not a revenue generator, they are the last group to get considered when it comes to getting budget. And again, they're usually the first ones to get cut. So the reason I started doing this business is in an effort to allow companies to get the training they need, but really at a fraction of the cost they would normally pay to hire a full-blown training department. I will say bootstrapping is something I am acutely familiar with. When I decided to start my business, I had no money. I was freshly divorced. I lost my home. Everything had gone astray to a variety of health issues that had happened to me. So when I started to get back around and develop the initiative to start my own business, the first thing I did was try to establish who my customer would be. And then I actively started reaching out to people in that marketplace. And I did it specifically through LinkedIn, didn't use any other form of social media. So LinkedIn was a very inexpensive way to go. And I actually subscribed to Sales Navigator to really nail down people in specific. So I wasn't spamming hundreds of people in the hopes of making a connection. Other things I did in the way of little monetary output was I developed a website. I got my own Google workspace and I got an email through Google. I joined a couple of groups and I paid the membership fees for those. And I also started a business and I had to incorporate that. But even those small things were a large chunk of money that I didn't have. So each time I looked at a possible solution, I had to look for possible end arounds so that I could do it for as little money as possible. I would say my biggest success in bootstrapping was the fact that persistence paid off. It seemed like a long time before somebody actually caught on to what I was doing and why I was doing it. And the little monetary outflow that I did have was paying big time results, but it took months. And all of the persistence was what made it happen. Self-motivating, self-talk, all of that to get through the rough days, and then celebrating the victories when they finally did come through. I would say my biggest failure was not asking for more advice. There were a lot of people I could have reached out to. I could have picked up a mentor. I just felt like such a failure from my past that reaching out to anybody in my past was almost like touching that failure all over again. And that didn't hold a lot of charm for me at the time. But today, thanks to going through all of these efforts, I have found that networking has gotten easier. Communications with people have gotten smoother. And I've actually developed my own product line based on my past successes and failures that I actively market to people. So if someone's in a startup situation or they're just becoming fractional, I actually talk to them and offer them suggestions based on what I've found to be successful to help them get started. And in that, I would say that I found that being a giver personality, not expecting something in return for what you give, has paid off large dividends. You always hear that if you're really good for something, charge for it. I would almost argue at this point that if you're really good for something, give it away for free for a while and let it help build your reputation. So when it comes to tips and tricks, I have a couple. But I will warn you in advance that these take time and persistence in order for them to pay off. But trust me, they do pay off. The first is set a goal for a number of people to network with per week. So maybe you want to network or you only have time to network with 20 people per week. Try to contact those 20 people and make it something that you put on a checklist and do it every week religiously. And when I say network, I mean find people on LinkedIn that do what you do or do what you want to do, or maybe even are in the market you want to sell to, and just reach out and say hi. Just send a message that saw your business on LinkedIn, wanted to see if I could learn more. Would you mind speaking with me? The second part of that network is actually going out to the people you already know and letting them know what you're doing, asking them for referrals, asking them for advice. It's amazing how quickly your network will spread when you really put time and effort into it. And this could take months, but bear with it, it will pay off. The second thing I would recommend, find yourself a mentor. Find somebody who has done what you're trying to do, whether it's open a small business or whether it's sell items in retail or wholesale or consulting, whatever it is, find a mentor and reach out to them and just see if you can get into a regular conversation and use them to bounce ideas. There is no better tool in building a business on very few dollars than just using human connection. You'll be amazed at what it does for you. The key takeaway for me, and I'll include it in the last thoughts here, was you have to find a way to keep your motivation high because you're going to have highs and lows, especially when you look at ads that are out there or companies out there that have huge budgets and you think, oh, I don't have a huge budget, so I'm not going to go anywhere. The fact of the matter is everybody starts small. Just for many companies, we don't see it. So the way to stay motivated is when you're talking with your network and when you get a mentor and are talking with them, ask them what they do. What books do they read? What podcasts do they listen to? What YouTube videos do they watch? And start to build yourself a motivational library. Books you can read over and over again to keep your motivation high and keep yourself progressing forward. Inside those books and YouTube videos and podcasts like this one, you often find recommendations to others. So start to build yourself that library. Read it daily. Make it a habit along with networking. Because you're going to hear stories of people who came from zero and really made something of themselves. And they'll give you different ideas that will work for you. And keep in mind, not all ideas are going to work for you. They may have concepts that don't apply to your business at all, but they're motivational nonetheless. So the big thing I would say, and continue to network, and one day it's all going to catch for you, and you're going to ride a big wave, and you're going to think, wow, I never thought this was going to happen, but trust me, it will.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you haven't already, don't forget to grab your free PDF copies of my latest books at frugal.show/free. Until next time.